Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have my wedding coming up at the beginning of next month. I'm very excited. However, I have an issue with my guest list. My dad expects to be there despite us having had a serious, unresolved issue that seems to be at the forefront every time he comes around. I kind of dodge the intentional, uninvited conversation, but it seems like he is stirring up problems by talking to everyone else in the family about it. We haven't talked in weeks, and he only knew about the engagement and wedding through another family member. I just want the day to be stress-free, and not having him there would solve that problem. But I don't know how to start a conversation without feeling like I'm being rude. Any advice helps. P.S. I've already created a burner email just in case.
Oh, wow. So you got ahead of it.
Yeah, sign the heartbreak kid. You don't want stress on your wedding day. You're going to have a little stress before your wedding day because this is a stressful situation in life. It's stressful for you. It has been. So it isn't going to come without stress now. My advice to you is to have that very uncomfortable conversation with him and go right to it. Hey, Pops, I am getting married. I am not going to invite you. This is because. And then you share the reason. And that is a very uncomfortable thing to say, but I've found it's easier just to say it and lay it out there and then have the conversation about what you just said right after instead of having the conversation building up to what you're saying and it's all led, there's confusion in and, oh, well, I just, nope, this is what you do. Hey, look, we're having the wedding and I don't think you should come because XYZ. And then you have the conversation right after that, same conversation. But there's going to be stress because it's a stressful situation. You can't just go, no stress. You can't assign no stress to something that is bringing stress to your life. So you have to hit it head on. That way you don't have to deal with it later. That's it. That's the easy way. And do it in a burner account. No, I'm just kidding about that. But some conversations, the harder they are, the better they are to go right at immediately and then talk about it right after you go right at it. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't like having hard conversations either, but what I've learned in life and being a more mature communicator and just an adult is that you got to have the hard conversations because that will give you the freedom in the long run. Otherwise, you're going to be stressed at your wedding. And then he's hearing from other family members all this different stuff. You can control the narrative by having the hard talk and setting your boundaries with him. And then who knows? He may be like, oh, wow, I had no idea. I'll work on that. And then maybe your relationship can evolve from there.
Yeah, there's no easy advice here because it's not an easy situation.
No.
And that's what I'm saying about stress. It is going to be stressful, but you'd rather get the stress over with.
Yeah.
Before the wedding day. And also, you're going to have to address it eventually. So go ahead and address it now, because since it's going to be addressed eventually, do it now, which saves you this time of being stressed. Lunchbox?
And you can enjoy
you got to clear the air. I mean, you could just do it. I mean, if you want to, have a couple drinks so you've got the liquid courage. And then, boom.
Get drunk and land on him.
Oh, yeah. That could be worse, though.
I don't
Big
know.
Fight. Man, I don't like having awkward conversations, so I'm not going to have it. I'm just going
to... Let him come to the wedding.
Yeah, I mean, he knows about the wedding, and he's going to know he's not invited when he doesn't get
but
an
invitation.
But you're
going to be stressed out the day of the wedding.
Hey, you know what? Time is beautiful. It's going to... Life will go on, and after the wedding, whatever happens, happens, and we never had to have that
so
awkward conversation.
So what you're saying is hire security so when he shows up, like...
You can always tell.
You can have security.
There are always weenie ways to do it and weenie ways to lean into it.
I thought the weenie way would, Bobby way would be text him.
Well, you could text him and go, hey, look, I'm getting married and I can't invite you because, again, XYZ. We don't know what XYZ is. She didn't say here.
Sure.
And so I just wanted you to know, I still love you. I want to work this out, but I can't invite you. If you absolutely can't do it with your mouth, you can do it with your thumbs.
Yeah, but that can always get misinterpreted.
Or you could say, hey.
Eddie, you just said don't have the conversation at all, so you can't jump in now and go, no.
You could sit him down and be like, hey, we'll invite you, and since you're my dad, you got to pay for the wedding. Hmm. That's good.
It doesn't sound like they have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, but, it doesn't happen. If you don't want to have, I would have it on the phone, first of all. I wouldn't have it in person.
Oh,
have it
really?
On the, oh, yeah.
Okay.
That way you're just mid-weenie.
Interesting.
I do mid-weenie, and I have it on the phone. That way you can just hang up if it gets awkward.
Oh.
And not face to face?
Nah.
Just hang up. This is awkward. Click.
Yeah. I don't like where this is going. Click.
Well, that's exactly it. I feel like we've given her some good options.
Yeah, like every option.
I would go, if it were me, I would go mid-weenie. I would talk in person or on the phone, human to human. And then I would say it immediately and then talk about it after I said what it was and then move on. Now, if you don't want to go mid-weenie, you can go full-weenie and text it. But you're still going to have some sort of conversation. Okay. But you have to say it. Don't do Eddie time.
Hey.
Yeah, what was full, Eddie full, time full, is
full,
beautiful?
No, full weenie is just don't even mention it. See ya.
That's full weenie?
But full, then full she weenie. Might end up
but
with
then she
more
stressed
stress
the day
on
up.
Her yeah. wedding day.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Hey, no stress. More life, less stress.
Yo, right. Works for using a slogan. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Fritz began driving for Uber back in 2015. Well, recently he was driving. It was early in the morning, taking someone from Brooklyn to LaGuardia Airport in New York. When he's driving, he sees all these people outside. And he's like, oh, is that a fight? And then he sees debris falling from the second story of an apartment complex. He goes, no, that's on fire. He goes, passenger, you're going to have to hold on. He pulled over.
Wow.
And he said, what's going on? They said, there's still people inside. And what's he do? Runs in there, finds the two people, and guides them to safety.
He stopped.
That's awesome.
I mean, if I'm the passenger, I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
I'm glad at the end. But for a minute, I'm like, what is he stopping to get a burger?
But what if you're missing your flight?
Oh, I know.
Hey,
hold on.
Life. He got back in the Uber and got the passenger to the airport on time.
Get out of here. That's crazy.
Did not miss his flight. So there you go. Not only did he save two people, the guy got to the airport on time.
I saw a story where Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, saw a fight on the side of the road with some kids. And he stopped and threw them all. And he's like, let's go. And he took them all to practice. Now I got to practice with the team.
I love it.
Together.
Oh, that's so, that changes their life
anymore.
Probably. Wow.
And one of them starting wide receiver this week.
Yes, he was so good. Yeah. He practiced.
He's 11, but he flies. Kids got great hands, high motor guy. All right, that's awesome. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
In the latest chapter of What Is My Bizarre Life, you know, I hosted hour four of the Today Show yesterday with Hoda, and I'm doing it today and tomorrow. And it's just bizarre. And not that it's not awesome and fun, but there are moments where you're sitting there going, how in the world did I get here? But Hoda is awesome, and I've been a guest on the show a few times. Like, you know, if I have something coming out and I'll go up.
But it's a whole different ballgame. You know, before the show even started, like, she, like, pumps everybody up. She's, like, clapping, like, let's go, let's go. I mentioned as soon as I walked out, I said I felt like Nick Saban was getting us ready to start the game. But she is awesome, super kind, just a lovely person. And so did the show. Like, Kenan Thompson was on from, you know, I know him most from probably Kenan and Kel and then SNL.
Good Burger.
Yeah, welcome to Good Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie. But him and Kel did that movie together, so I guess I just assume that's part of that. But he was amazing and funny. He's a little tired because he had been doing promotion all morning. I guess they had him on like 3 different hours that morning. So Danny DeVito was on, who I think is hilarious. And, I mean, he was on shows that I watched even before I was born. Now, what I mean is I watched Taxi on Nick at Night. And so, but that show was on before I was born. But he was on Taxi. He was on Cheers. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So it was, he's 77.
Wow.
And he was sitting in the makeup room where I was. And I see him sitting out there. And I walk out. And since I'm going to host, I feel, because usually I would never do this. I feel like hosts should go out and be like, hey, how's it going? Welcome to the show. I really didn't so much care about welcoming him. I just wanted to go and say hello, right? Because who am I to welcome somebody to a house that ain't mine? You know what I mean? And so I go and I say, hey, Mr. DeVito, I'm Bobby Bones. Really nice to meet you. And he goes, oh, you're hosting today. I said, I am. He goes, so let me ask you about this suit you're wearing. I was like, oh, okay. He goes, first of all, one of the coolest suits I've seen in a long time. Great, great job. Whoever picked it. You have a stylist? I said, well, my wife. He goes, where is she? I said, she's in there. He goes, great job. And then he says, you should move a button like 2 inches where it is here to here. And I said, when did you start, like, you know, being an expert in suits? He goes, my friend, and he lists some famous designer. He goes, I've been hanging out with him a lot, and I learned all about cloth and buttons. And so he showed me where to move the button. And when I get home, in his honor, I'll move the button 2 inches over.
Oh, wow.
But that's what we did. That was our interaction in the green room. For like 5 minutes, he just showed me like his suit or his clothes that he was wearing. And then we went out and did the segment. And it was awesome. It's like, I don't know what planet this is, but it was a really cool day yesterday. I'll be doing it again today. And we finished and it flies by. It's an hour, but this show, we're on for 5 hours. The last hour of the show, not as intense for us. So we'll say 4.5. But we're for 4.5 hours. And even it goes by pretty quickly sometimes, but you talk about an hour. Holy moly. I really only messed up once because I was pretty much throwing a perfect game and as far as not actually making a misstep. My perfect game was at the very end. We were doing the credits were rolling, going to the next show, and they go, shut it down. We got 5 seconds. And I had like a whole paragraph, and I went, Jane Krakowski! But I said her name wrong because she's coming on tomorrow. And I was like, Jane, blah, blah, blah. And then Hoda goes, okay, that's all. Bye, everybody. And so... That's not bad. Yeah, well, I'm not going to go back and watch it because I will absolutely torture myself with going, oh, you shouldn't have done that. But it was a really cool day, and I don't know if you guys got to a TV in time after the show to watch it or not because, you know, that building is what, two blocks from here, Mike? So I roll over there real quick and was able to let it rip. But, Eddie, did you watch it at all?
I did not, man. I'm sorry. I missed it. I will watch tomorrow, though. I promise.
Wow.
You can watch today.
Today.
And then tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amy, did you get a chance to watch it?
No, we were here and the TV wasn't working.
Classic. Classic that something's not working. Not that you guys didn't watch, but classic something wasn't working.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll have to get it fixed by today. Maybe they're working on it now and hopefully we'll get to watch it today.
It's okay. You've seen it a million times. You've seen me do that. You know, talk a million
times.
No,
it's very different. And you're hosting the Today Show. I mean, it's a big deal.
Let me ask Lunchbox. Lunchbox, did you watch it?
Oh, I absolutely watched it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
That's like, I
don't make excuses about the TV not working. I figure out how to get it done.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I felt like Kenan Thompson, I'm glad you told me that he had been doing promotion all morning because I was like, that guy wanted nothing to do with being there. He was just like, yeah, I'm excited. Cool. Yeah. And you were trying to get him to talk, and he was just like, one word answer. So I was like, okay, this is awkward. But yes. And then they gave Caitlin a shout out. They're like, where's Caitlin? Oh, she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. And Hoda started crying, and you had to hug her and console her.
Crying?
Bobby made Hoda cry.
Why?
I didn't have to console her is not the word because she wasn't sad. But Lunchbox watched. Lunchbox is my new best friend. I'm calling it now. Lunchbox is my new best friend. So thank you, best friend. And I was telling Hoda about a story about the first time I met her that I knew she would not remember because I didn't meet her as the person that's you know, on the radio or on TV or whatever. I just met her as a guy walking down the street, and I told the story, and she started crying. And it's pretty cool. And then, yeah, Caitlin was there, and I was talking about being married for a year, and they were like, is she here? And they flipped a camera. I thought they were going to knock over a guy in the studio because they took the, they didn't know she was there. And they flipped a camera so fast. There was like one of, I don't know if he's an assistant producer or not. He almost got just, his, he was about to be the headless horseman. You know what I'm saying? And so, but the, then she waved, and it's great.
I mean, and then Bobby gave away $500 of his own money, just like he does on this show.
What?
Yep, to some listeners in the audience. He played Snake in the Grass, and they all three got it wrong, and he was like, you still get $500.
I mean, nice that you think that was my own money, but that was their money. But I did buy books, though, from that author and donate them to my school, so I did spend that money.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, thank Lunchbox, go ahead and grade it. I'll take it from you. You'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, I would say a B. I felt like a little bit you were like, I felt like it was the Bobby show. It was great. Like, you didn't even let Hoda talk at the beginning. You were just going. I was like, this is how you do it. You take command of that stage, and you say, Hoda, you chill out. I got this.
But that got a B?
Well, B, yeah, because I didn't get to see the end because...
Hold on.
We got interrupted by the local news.
The murder, yeah.
Yes.
So my best friend was watching because the local news came in and they found the woman in Memphis.
Yes. Oh. And so, I mean, I guess I could say B or I could say incomplete because I didn't get to see the whole episode. So I felt like you and Hoda were starting to groove and then we got interrupted. I guess
you missed my shout out to you.
Dang it! I know.
And I gave you something, too, of my own. But don't worry about it if you haven't seen it. Yeah. Well, that was yesterday. It was really cool.
And who's on today? Do I know him?
Jane Krakowski is on today from 30 Rock and a lot of stuff, actually. Do you know she's the blonde girl? Yes.
Yeah, she's
Jane
funny.
Krakowski. Yeah, she's on. You'll recognize her for her.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Jenna Maroney.
What?
Is that her name?
That was her on 30 Rock.
Tiara is going to be on, who I got to bring on. And then tomorrow, Derek Jeter, which is pretty cool.
Do you know him, Lunchbox?
That's so cool. I mean, that's it. That's so dumb.
So just grateful and able to do the show here in the New York studio and go do that. And they're so close, I get to pull it all off. So that's all. Any questions before we get into the song?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I want to know how small Danny DeVito is.
How small is he? He's a small guy.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, if we Google his height, I'll tell you if it's accurate or not. It says 4'10". This is high, and he's probably 4'10".
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I remember from Twins, you know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, Twins.
And, like, they were so different in size, so I'm assuming he's really, really small.
There's a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and he's standing, and I'm bent over. So if you look at that.
That's awesome.
You can see how he's like, it's like the fourth slide. He's standing up, and I'm bent over taking it. It's like, yeah, he's a small guy. Yeah. Amy, any question?
Yes. So do you think that you'll adopt that from Hoda, like when you get back from the Today Show? Are we going to start like hyping each other up before the show?
What do you think I do to you guys every day?
We can't talk to you. I'm
curious to see like how you feel.
I don't live like that. I'm a guy. I'm pretty controlled and contained, and energy is consistently above medium all the time.
Okay.
So, and also, we can't stay that hype all the time because that's not our personality.
Not all the time, but just before the show. Like whatever Hoda's doing.
I'm tired. It was 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And so if we start the show at 10 o'clock, I'll be that hype.
Okay.
Deal?
Okay. That's
we started a lot earlier and nobody wants to be hype at 5 in the morning.
True that.
Thank you. Thank you, best friend. All right. There's that. It's time for the Bobby Feud. Here we go. Top 10 crossover artists in country music. Now, what a crossover artist is, it's somebody who's in country music but also crosses over to a different genre because of their massive success in their own.
And so it's current people, too? Very current?
The question is top 10 country crossover artists.
Okay.
There are 10 answers on the board. Let's play the feud. Amy, you're up first.
Okay. Shania Twain.
Show me Shania Twain. Number one answer, obviously, Shania Twain. 1 point. Amy?
Taylor Swift.
Maybe the biggest ever.
For sure. Great. I didn't even think of that.
Taylor and Shania, both massive. Show me Taylor Swift. Number three.
Wow.
Okay, so far Amy's got 4 points. Now what happens is why you only get 1 point for number one is because it's the easiest to get.
It's obvious.
Right? It's a little different than if you're playing up there and it's speed round.
Yeah.
So, Amy, you have 4 points. Name
a top country crossover artist.
Okay, I don't know if I should go back in time to get further down the list. Arr, did he cross over? Did Johnny Cash?
Show me Johnny Cash. It's incorrect. Not on the list. Lunchbox, you got 8 answers still up on the board. We're looking for a top 10 country crossover artist.
Yeah, Bobby, I got this one. You ready? I'm sorry they're rude to you. They refuse to come in here. We don't like to talk about them, but we're going to have to say them. The Chicks.
Show me the Chicks.
Oh, that was a good one, Lunch.
I don't know what list we're looking at.
The list here that I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eddie, over 5,000 people were polled. The top 10 country crossover artists, meaning they were so popular in country that they got moved over to another format. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Sugar Land.
Okay.
You know, I remember buying a Coke, and they were all over my Coke can, and I was like, oh, these guys are huge.
Okay. They crossed over to the grocery store aisle.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Show me Sugar Land. All right, let's go to round number 2. There are only 3 rounds total. There are still 8 answers on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
Top 10 country crossover artists. Amy.
Well, Maren Morris.
Show me Maren Morris. That's at number 10.
Yes!
Big points there at number 10.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan and Shay.
Two fellas.
Huh?
That's good.
We know pretty well. Dan and Shay. Show me Dan and Shay. Oh, no.
Amy, that was so good.
Wow. Lunchbox, what do you got?
It just keeps going over and over in my head. Over and over again. Over and over again.
Okay.
Tim McGraw.
Show me Tim McGraw.
Wow. What?
Amy's got 14 points.
This is crazy.
You guys have 0. 7 answers on the board. Eddie.
All right. I mean, their hit... it's a quarter after 1 and I need you now.
Oh, yeah.
Give me Lady A.
Good one.
It's a huge crossover hit.
That was massive. And I think it got all the way to number 2.
In
the billboard. On the pop?
Let's
pop
go.
Yeah. Show me Lady A.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Okay.
Big
I'm
points.
Coming.
Big
I'm
points.
Coming.
Okay.
Big points.
Lady A.
Okay.
I'm Top in trouble 10 now. Country crossover artists. There are the number 2 answer, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, baby.
Let me
call BB Rexha up because she's in the pop world and I'm about to make a hit. Let's go, Florida Georgia Line.
It's great.
Show him, Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, baby.
No, baby.
Oh,
no, baby.
Dang.
No, baby. Last round.
That's crazy.
Amy, you are dominating right now.
Oh. Okay. They started in country. They started in country. I don't even know. I guess, Kenny Chesney.
Show me Kenny Chesney.
Just throwing names out there.
Lunchbox, you need some points.
Yeah, Matt, I've been sitting out for a while.
Go ahead.
I've been playing possum until round 3.
I love a good possum, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love a good possum.
And then I went down the islands and streams. Mm-hmm. You know my boy Kenny Rogers.
Show me Kenny Rogers. Correct. 8 points.
What?
8 points.
That's huge.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Good job.
Yeah, guys, you know, I was working 9 to 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me Dolly Parton.
Show him Dolly! Yes! Yes!
I tried to leave
Lunchbox
that.
Now has 14 points and is tied for the lead. Let's go.
Now I'm in trouble.
Now he's in trouble, he says.
Now I'm in trouble.
Go ahead.
I played possum till then. That's all I got. Let me see.
Top 10 country crossover artists.
Dang. You know, I mean... I'm going to go with this guy. He came over from pop to country, and then his songs go back to pop. Give me that man named Darius Rucker.
Oh, that's so good.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me Hootie. Correct. Lunchbox takes the lead.
Man, I love this game.
19 points. He played possum till the 3rd round. They're going to make a movie on Disney about this right here.
Yeah.
This is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
Man.
Go ahead.
You guys like how birds fly?
What?
Especially crows, Sheryl Crow.
Show me Sheryl Crow. Incorrect. Lunchbox in the lead right now. Eddie, you have 9 points. So
yeah.
you're 10 down. There are the number 2 answer, the number 4 answer, and the number 7 answer are all on the board.
Wow, you can win!
You can still win. But you got to get at least 2 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I have 3 written down.
Uh-huh. Top 10 country crossover artists.
The one I'm most confident about is Willie Nelson. So let's just get it out of the way. I know he's a big crossover artist. You are always on my mind. This is worldwide stuff. Give me Willie.
Who else did you have?
Stop it. I'll get to that point.
Who else did you have, though?
No, stop. I didn't get it
Who
right.
Who else did you have, though?
Garth and Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay. Show me Willie Nelson.
Oh, dang it! I did it! How did I do that?
Yeah, how did you do it?
How?
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles? That is incredible.
That is incredible.
Wow. I mean, third round.
Let me go through the other 3 real quick. At number 2 was Garth Brooks.
I had him.
At number 4 was Faith Hill.
Oh. That's right.
And at number 7 was Carrie Underwood.
Oh, duh. Oh, my gosh.
But play the guy a song. Woo! The big winner. Respect yeah. it. You gotta respect it. Hey, you played possum. Spell possum, Lunchbox.
P-O-S-S.
All right, there you go. We're out of here. Well, it depends. Opossum.
Huh?
Opossum. Yeah, sometimes they say that.
That's stupid. It's both. Yeah. All right, big winner today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last 1.5 years. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, tickets go on sale this Friday for my comedically inspirational show in Las Vegas at The Wynn. By the way, the Red Jig Idiots are going to play. That's Eddie and myself. Mike D is going to come out and do some comedy before the show. George Burge is going to play, and then I will do my comedically inspirational show. I heard somebody grunt or something over
there. Nah, it was my microphone, not a grunt.
Oh, I thought you were like, yeah.
No, no.
I thought you were like, I thought you were feeling it. I would have accepted that. Tickets on sale Friday. Go to bobbybones.com. It'll also be at Ticketmaster. But there's conflicting reports about what time. But I'm still going to hang tight with 10 a.m. where I live, Central, so 8 a.m. in Las Vegas. There's not a conflict anymore, right? I just settled it.
I think you straightened that
out.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Okay, 10 a.m. where I live, 8 a.m. Vegas. Everybody, if you're west, that's 8 a.m. your time. So let's go. Tickets, bobbybones.com. Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So for an emergency fund, it's been recommended for years that we have about $400 set aside for just in case if something crazy happens in your life, you've got it there.
Okay.
Well, I hate to say it, but a study was put out by Lending Club, and that number has gone up significantly.
What if she just said, I love to say it. Everybody, you're way poorer than you thought.
I know.
What is the new number?
They say the real target number should be $1,400.
Oh, it didn't just go up.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's crazy, but just so much. I mean, everything is inflated that if you really want to be secure with your emergency fund, that's how much you should try to save and set aside.
Okay, well, we're just hoping on jelly beans. Have a million. Why not have $1 million?
Just in case.
just emergency fund. We're just throwing hope out there. All right, what else you got?
Well, I have how obsessed we are with our pets because we average about a photo of them a day and or maybe a little more, and we'll have 400 pictures of our pets by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm definitely there. I take a lot of pictures of Stanley and Eller. You know, it's funny. I hang out with Eller now a bit more than I do Stanley. For one, Stanley's almost three now, and he just DGAF. Like, he does not care anymore. He just goes and sleeps. He's just a big, fat bulldog. And so he'll come and hang out sometimes, and he's very loving occasionally, but he's so tired and fat and sleepy all the time. Where Eller is like that's my girl now, and she's always, sometimes she's a bit needy, but I hang out with Eller more than I do Stanley at this point because Stanley sleeps all day. But I take a lot of pictures of them. And Stanley has an Instagram, Mr.StanleyBones. It's got almost 100,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
That I've not monetized at all. I don't even know how, but I would like to if anybody has any ideas. All right, what else?
Because Willie Nelson is 89 years old. And if you're thinking he might retire at some point, that is not in his plan because he would rather, quote, die than retire.
That's, yes, I can see that about Willie.
Well, it got me curious about you, Bobby. Like, would you rather die or retire at some point?
Ooh, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, I would say die. I still don't see myself retiring, right? I can't because I've been, like, having to hustle so hard my whole life. I cannot see me not working. And also, I love my job for the most part. I love the people I do it with. I love what I get to do. I guess there's now a factor of a wife, and eventually we'll probably have kids. And I think that could change my perspective a little bit where I'd for sure never want to retire and just want to stay away. But no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it could change my perspective of that and how I feel about life. So I don't know. Right now, though, I can't see me not working because I'm still afraid I won't be able to pay all my bills.
Yeah. But I mean, eventually, like
we'll see.
Like, we'll see. And then another fun Willie Nelson fact before we wrap is that he has opened his concerts with Whiskey River since the 70s.
Wow.
Every
Whiskey
single concert.
River, take. Yeah.
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 Whiskey River, take my mind.
Every single one, huh?
That's what it says here.
That's cool.
I'm trying to think. I saw Willie Nelson the most when I was in college, and I don't really remember what he opened with.
I mean, I guess you could just sit. I mean, I don't know how anybody could prove it back before phones. And I could be like this, hey, every show we've ever done here, I've given $100 away to a listener. Every single one.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Prove I didn't.
Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yeah. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Tom is 82 years old, and almost 20 years ago, he said, I'm going to make 1 million basketball free throws.
That's a lot.
Also counting those. Yeah, aside from doing it, just counting them. So he'd go to the basketball court, and he'd attempt at least 100 free throws every single day. He started almost 20 years ago, 17 years ago to be exact. Now, through the years, he's a 94% shooter.
Wow.
Whoa.
Pretty good. He spent a total of 2,500 hours on the court, and Tom sunk his 1 millionth free throw on his 82nd birthday. A crowd had gathered. Wouldn't it be funny if he choked and like he couldn't make one because the crowd's there? You guys got to turn around. You got to leave.
Don't look at me.
Something. But he had a big crowd there. He said, I feel really great about it. It's great to be able to perform. There was pressure. I don't normally have a crowd here, but it went well. He said he thinks he might have missed 8 or so out of the 100. Out of the 100.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's 92%, a little less than normal. But still, 92% free throw shooter, period, at any level is awesome. But the guy, again, is 82 years old. So he made his 1 millionth free throw. Have you done anything a million times, anybody?
Steps.
Naps.
Okay, breathing. Okay, breaths.
yeah, breaths.
No. Uh-huh.
Blink your eyes.
Okay, see.
We've
gone to the bathroom.
I don't know if you've done that a million times.
Ooh,
let's do the math.
Your
here.
Whole life?
Let's see. Okay, so Lunchbox, how old are you?
41.
Okay, let's see. Let's calculate this. So if you're 41, so let's do...
You're talking number two or number one?
It doesn't matter.
Both?
Just hold with me here. 41 years old times 365.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 14,965 days that you have been alive.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay? Probably a little more than that because it's not your birthday today.
Correct.
So let's just say 15,000 days, okay?
Love it.
You've been alive 15,000 days.
That's crazy.
How many times do you go to the bathroom a day?
Oh, probably 5 at least.
Yeah. Yeah, number one.
Four ones, 1-2 or what?
1-2 for sure.
Yeah.
And
I mean, go 2-2 or 3-2s?
Every once in a while I go 2-2.
You ever go 3-2s? Like no. If you're not Ooh. Sick?
Yeah.
You're eating too much.
Very, very rare, but okay. Yes.
So,
and sometimes, I mean, I get up in the middle of the night sometimes alone and pee 3 times.
So on average, how many times do you use the bathroom a day?
I'd say 5.
Okay. 2,000 times 5. Okay. You have used the bathroom 75,000 times. Now, let me just give you 25,000 just because I'm awarding it to you.
What? That can't be right.
You've used the bathroom. What?
That number seems so low.
I've only used the bathroom 100,000 times in my life.
I believe so. Because what I did is,
no,
how
I mean,
old he is, times the day, times, I don't even know what
but
I did.
But I think he goes more than 5 times on average.
I don't.
And especially when he was a baby.
In the classroom more than that.
I mean, no, because when you're a baby.
But I gave him 25,000 extra.
Right. True. When you're a baby, you change the diaper about 5 times a day.
Oh.
Because that's about how many times they go.
So if you're 41 years old, times 365 days a year, right?
That is crazy.
Yeah. So, you know what? Wow. Your next bathroom will be your 100,000. We should celebrate this.
And we should all
gather
watch.
The crowd.
Yes.
Gather the crowd.
Yes.
Stand around the commode. All right. Congratulations, Tom Steery of Eastside, Washington. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A voicemail from Rachel in Wisconsin.
I'm super, super sad about Kelsey and her divorce. I was wondering, though, is this the divorce that Ray has been teasing for months? Let us know. Thanks.
So Raymundo, our audio producer, came to us months ago and said he knows of a divorce that's going to happen. And it's two famous people, and he sealed it in an envelope and wrote the date on it. Now, Ray, is Kelsey and Morgan that sealed secret divorce?
In the sealed envelope, it is not Kelsey and Morgan.
What?
Wow. What?
Really?
That is all I've been wondering. Listen, I am sorry for the couple. I hope you find happiness. But ever since we talked about, like, this was announced, I was like, this is finally Ray's going to open the envelope. We find out it was him. He knew the secret. And now I'm like, oh.
Well, so when do we open the envelope?
Yeah, when do we just give up?
Well, you can't open it if
Why?
We don't know.
Because it hasn't been revealed.
Well, yeah, Ray can't reveal it, like, without them.
Let's just open it and say the name sound like.
Okay, let's say in a year, if it hadn't happened, do we open the envelope?
Okay, fair enough. Today is September 7th.
Oh, uh-huh. I should have said 6 months.
If September 7th of next year.
What, next year?
Hey. Well, that's Lunchbox's idea.
Okay.
Stupid.
So, Ray, 1 year, if it's not, you have to let us know, okay?
Yeah, and the date was March 15th. 22. So yeah, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much a year. But yeah, Scuba Steve signed it. It's right here. It wasn't it though.
Okay, Lunchbox. I'm gonna do you a favor.
Let's
we'll do it. That, we'll do it. The date on that.
Yes.
Okay. One year from the envelope.
Okay.
Ray, but are you worried that your couple is not divorcing now?
No, I really do think they are. They've just kept it under wraps. I guess maybe they didn't make it legal right away, which is the reason.
Well, that's the only way you can get a divorce, if you make it legal.
That's what it is.
Well,
otherwise,
yes.
You just aren't roommates anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they don't want it to come out. I mean, some of these other couples, You got to think they kept it secret for a certain amount of time. But I was honestly told that a very popular couple getting divorced, it was not them, though.
Okay. Well, we will wait until March of next year. He's like, well, I mean, they still love each other, and they make sweet love, and they spend a lot of time together. But who knows? They may be divorced. No. Okay, corny time. Amy, let's go.
The morning corny.
What's the best way to cook a crocodile?
What's the best way?
In a crock pot.
Nice.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
Love it. Remember, Friday, tickets go on sale to my comedically inspirational show in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas! It's Friday at 8 o'clock a.m. Vegas time, Pacific time, 8 o'clock, 10 a.m. Central. You want to come to Vegas? December 3rd is that show, but I'll be there, comedically inspirational at the Wynn.
We got this voicemail.
I am so here for blind karaoke, and my suggestion is next time do boy band blind karaoke. That would be amazing. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. And you're welcome.
Wow.
It's time for Blind Karaoke Boy Band Edition. Yeah. We have a winner right here. Now, our returning champion is...
Abby.
Abby, you won.
So
I was waiting for you to stand up.
Oh, sorry. That was me.
Hey,
I won.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It was earlier this week. And you went to Shania Twain. I saw in Vegas.
That was awesome.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing. There were dancing guys, too. It was
That's
great.
Where you went immediately? Dancing guys?
Sorry. She was amazing.
With her?
Right. Yes.
Oh. All right, we rolled the dice. And the first one up will be Amy. Amy will be performing. We'll spin the wheel. There's a lot of songs. Mbop is on there.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
If you don't know the words, you just have to keep going. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Let's spin that wheel!
Give her Mbop. Mbop.
It's Mbop.
Don't forget, the lowest score will kick you. You'll get kicked out. And Amy lands on I Want You Back from the Jackson 5.
This is so good.
Oh, gosh.
Go.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's go. Give me your love, baby. Two. Jackson 5. Here we go. Oh, baby, give me your body. Give me your body.
It hasn't started yet.
Will you point at me?
And go.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Tell me that you love me, baby. I just want to be your man. Baby, your heart. Give me one more chance. Tell me that you love me. I just want to be back in your heart. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Shaking your booty. I just want to be back in your heart. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Tell me
she's dancing now. She's dancing now.
Be your only loving man. I feel like Michael Jackson was a little boy when he was singing.
All right, time.
Yeah, cut her off.
There's a time where I got to be a vet.
Oh, man.
And put her out of her misery.
Yes, you know thank what I mean? You. That one was very...
That was a tough one.
I don't know that song.
That was a tough one.
Also, I felt the thing was, is it a love song sang by little kids?
The Jackson 5. Yeah,
that's where
Tito was a bit older.
He was the older brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where I started to feel creepy.
But you did get the melody right. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. You sang it every time. So
that's the only part I knew. But also then I thought, oh, they probably had a dance routine.
They did, and you did your own. We
Thanks.
Like that.
Good job.
Okay, guys, write your score down 1 through 10. By the way, this is blind karaoke. Nobody sees words.
So you just go
along with it. All right, let me write down Amy's score. That's a pretty good performance, Amy. I'm not lying.
You don't have to lie.
For yours in this, ever, is your best
ever?
One.
Ever?
Yeah, for
no
you.
No way.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, you've had some real stinkers. Yeah. Right?
Okay, so I have set the bar very low.
You have. That's correct.
That was good.
Next up will be Lunchbox. How you feeling over there, Mr. Boy Band?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, dude. Boy bands, let me tell you, these is my wheelhouse. Yeah, these bands are...
Who's on your Mount Rushmore boy bands, Lunchbox? Lunchbox, don't worry about the microphone.
O-Town.
Okay, cool. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I would say New Kids on the Block. My brother and sister love them, so I heard their songs a lot. And then I would go with...
You need two more for Mount Rushmore.
All for One.
All for One, yeah.
I swear, right?
Good job,
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. And then one more?
Boyz II Men.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
On this wheel, there's a lot of songs. Which one of these would you like to have if you got to pick? Because I Swear is up there.
Oh, it is?
And All or Nothing from O-Town. And I'll Make Love to You from Boyz II Men. It's like he read the wheel.
Wow. Oh.
I swear to you, I didn't know this.
You
was
swear?
Oh.
Oh, you swear?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, lunch.
I see what you did there.
No, listen. When I looked at the wheel, I was like, I don't know any of those songs.
None of them?
But then, now I kind of know, I swear.
Is there any of them? Is that the one you want?
That's the one I want.
All right, here we go. Let's spin that
wheel! Give me I Swear. When they're in that parking garage singing, come on, baby.
Lunchbox gets everybody.
Oh, that's a
what
good
is
one.
That?
Everybody.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
your voice.
Nick Carter and Joey Chazé.
No. Joey okay, Chazé? Here we go.
Isn't that his name?
JC Chazé was an NSYNC.
Joey Fatone.
Also an NSYNC. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no, I know the other guy.
Go ahead.
Kirkpatrick.
Also an NSYNC. Okay,
dang.
Will you start that over?
Who's in this band? What's the song called? Everybody. Are you ready to rock your body?
It hasn't started yet.
Oh, everybody!
Okay. Oh God! Okay, just do
it. In your car. Ooh, Backstreet's back! All right, everybody, here we go! I'm shaking my body. Everybody, get in your car and rock your body up, down, all around. Rock it all the way down to the ground.
Yep, that's it. Go, baby.
Everybody, look at me. Everybody, ooh, yeah. Please buy your tickets. Bobby's Comedy Show.
Yes.
Las Vegas, yep. December 3rd.
Yep.
You can come see me. God. Everybody, back out of hell. Las Vegas, October 8th at the Paris Casino.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys were nothing compared to NSYNC. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
Time. It's a great job. Wow.
Wow.
Don't think he's getting a bonus point for promoting my show.
Yeah,
yeah for sure.
Yeah, good job. That was
you threw a lot of information
smart.
In there.
Pretty smart. Not your best lyrical performance.
Yeah, I just didn't know how to get to everybody. I didn't know anything that rhymed.
He said every second. I like that. He didn't know how to get there, so he just did it over and over.
Did he twerk in there? Was
kinda.
He
well,
working?
It's more of a seizure.
Okay.
Being honest, like a lower body seizure.
Huh.
That was a tough song, guys.
Like a good workout.
It was. That's good. I thought you did a good job. The passion was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got the word everybody in.
He sure did. A lot.
Rock. Is it everybody rock your body?
Uh-huh. Everybody rock your body.
And that's all I know.
Right, yeah. That's basically the whole song. There he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
But they do say, Backstreet's back.
You nailed
all
that
part. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Was that this song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nailed it. All right, nailed Black it. Karaoke, Lunchbox. Nice job, buddy. Woo! Nice job.
Everybody vote for me.
Well, there's only three of us who can vote for you. All right, good?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're going to come back. Abby.
Woo!
He's pumped up.
He okay.
Yeah.
Abby and Eddie will perform. Although I do think Abby, since you're the champion, you can go last if you want, or you can go first next segment. Which would you like?
I'm gonna go first.
Okay. So Abby will come back. And if anybody beats Abby, $20 to the winner.
Ooh!
Wow.
You take down the champion, you make the cash.
Let's go.
I love it.
Abby will perform and then Eddie.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Blind Karaoke, it is our second set of performances from Abby, our returning champion, and Eddie. And if you're asking, why would you do this bit? Here you go.
I am so here for Blind Karaoke, and my suggestion is next time do boy band Blind Karaoke. That would be amazing. Thanks, so, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. On our wheel, we have all these boy band songs. Amy had the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. Lunchbox had Backstreet Boys.
Everybody.
Yeah. Abby, is there a song that you'd prefer as the champ? Which one do you think you'd do the best?
I think I'm a believer. Okay. I think that one.
Okay, here we go. Let's spin that wheel! Abby, you get...
what is it?
I Want It That Way.
I Want It That Way. Okay. Oh, okay.
So for our listeners, here is that song.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but
a good one, Ab.
It is good. Yeah.
You feel comfortable with that
I
one?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, Abby, you'll have until the chorus, or we can't take it anymore. Which sometimes I have to shut down Lunchbox because we...
I hope it's the chorus.
Are you ready? Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
You are my flower, the one desire, believe. When I say stop, I want it that way. We're two worlds apart. I can't reach to your heart. When I say I want it that way. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
There she is. Wow.
Thank you for waking me up.
I thought you might go for the big note there, and you didn't. But it's a good solid performance.
That beginning was rough.
That first chorus is all you get, so you might as well hit it.
Yeah.
That first chorus is also the final.
She knew all the words.
Did she get all the words right?
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
I mean, basically, I don't know. I was sleeping. Some of the words.
That was impressive.
That was a slow song. How are you supposed to make it?
Bring some energy, girl.
She was bouncing around.
I mean, she was trying.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Like,
oh, all right. Not
okay,
my song.
Write our score. Write your scores down, guys.
Oh man.
Put down a Z for snores.
That would be three Z's if you want.
Oh, three Z's.
Yeah. Z's. Last up to close the show.
I do not feel good about this.
Your friend and mine, Dallas Cowboys hat on.
Good luck, Eddie.
Father of four. Producer Eddie, there he is. Eddie. All right, you got it. You got to do good. Everybody's gonna go home.
This is good. I mean, I'm coming in with zero confidence, like zero.
Why?
I don't know. No boy band song.
Which one would you like though?
He's trying to act like he's too cool for boy band.
I swear.
Okay. Yeah.
Because of John Michael Montgomery, like I would not know All for One. Is it the same version?
It is.
Whew. Okay. I mean, that's really it. I'm a Believer, the Monkees.
It was same version. His was first, you know.
John Michael?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I knew that. I knew that. So
I didn't know that.
But it's different music, so I may not even put two and two together.
You'll get two and two. It might equal five, but you'll get close. Okay,
but I have to land on it first.
True. Ready?
Come on.
Let's spin that wheel!
I swear I'll dominate if it lands on I swear.
Okay, here we
come
go.
Come on. I swear. There it goes.
Step by Step, New Kids on the Block.
No, I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
New Kids on the Block, Eddie. Action.
Little Joey McIntyre. Jordan. Oh, Marky Mark. Marky Mark's little brother, Donnie. Hey. You know who we are? We're the new kids on the block, boy. I'm gonna get to you, girl. It's only one step at a time. Step by step. Ooh, baby. Till I get to you, girl. Did I nail that? Oh, step by step. It's my left foot first, then my right foot second. Then I'm stepping to you, girl. You're the beautiful girl I see on the streets, my back street. See what I did? I'm a new kid on the block, and I'm looking at all the chicks. And I see you, girl, so I'm gonna get to you step by step. Ooh, baby, till I get to you, girl. Ooh, I see you in those pretty blue eyes. I'm gonna get to you, girl, step by step.
All right, Thank you.
Was I close at all?
Not really.
I mean,
it kind of goes
step by step.
Step one, step, and we'll have lots of fun. Step two.
They do that?
Yeah, it's a whole part of it. The whole thing, but you got pretty good.
If I would have gotten the right stuff, I would have gotten that one. Mm-hmm. Or Hanging Tough. Ew.
If the queen had nads, she'd be king. All right, buddy. All right, put your mic on the stand. Okay. Eddie.
Come Amy. Out.
Yes.
You're safe, girl. Congratulations.
No, fine.
All right.
No,
so,
you are. Trust me.
Total score.
Those two were bad.
Ray, can you give me some thinking music, Ray? Can you give me some math music?
Everyone was so different.
I'm going to do my math here. If you guys could all just
good. You want to be quiet?
Hush up for 1 second.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Right. Get a little hushing up here. Okay, score. Here's Amy's score. Okay, I got Amy's score here. Lunchbox's score.
Not a lot of adding there.
Right, can you give me some sort of different kind of music? Hold on, let me ask again. All right, Ray, can you give me some math music, please? All right. This is the music I listen to when I do math a lot of times. Oh, there it is.
Okay. Really?
Got Amy's score. Carry the nine.
Okay. The nine.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, carry the 20.
Wow, I'll say this. Lunchbox and Amy, as I've added up, their two scores are tied.
What?
Wow. It's that low.
What's up,
they are,
girl?
They are tied.
Tied up top.
Let's see Abby.
Oh, man. I'm not feeling good.
I'm not feeling
good. Either one of you guys should feel good.
Eddie.
That's Lunchbox. It.
If we okay. tied, you didn't know.
Oh my gosh. Dude, you took no time adding my score up.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Like zero.
It's pretty easy to do.
There was no carry in the one, Eddie.
Pretty easy to do. Okay. I'll say this. Amy and Lunchbox are tied.
Woo! That doesn't mean anything.
That does.
You guys hang out. Hey, Abby, you got a total of 19 points. Congratulations.
That's high.
It's pretty high.
19? Okay.
She knew all the words, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
She got a total of 19.
I mean, it is blind karaoke, and you proved you knew
pretty
the words.
Good.
19 points away. Why is that so shocking to you?
Guys, that was...
three sixes is 18, so it's not that high. It'd be a 7 and 2 sixes.
Okay, but I mean, I just figured when you fall asleep that you would not give it... Okay. Like, did you not find... Okay, honestly, was that not a boring performance compared to everybody else?
But she knew the words, and okay. I thought she'd take a bigger chance at the end, yeah. Honestly, but, you know... What do I know?
No risk.
What do you know?
What do I know? Except I worked in American Idol for 2 years. okay. Eddie.
Yeah.
You have a score of 17, so you did not win.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh my gosh, is there going to be a sing-off?
Oh my.
Sing-off?
We will.
Oh yeah.
Are we going to do a sing-off?
Upper last.
So
let's go, Amy.
Abby has 19. Eddie has 17. Lunchbox and Amy are tied.
Yeah!
At?
16.
Oh, yeah!
I'm in last place.
It's a sing-off.
No, you lost. You're last place.
Oh, well, we need to compete for last.
Okay. Somebody's got to be the loser. Folks.
Yeah, we got to sing it off.
Yeah.
We'll flip a coin. Lunchbox, call it.
Oh, what a boring way to handle this. Heads!
Tails?
Okay, you said heads or tails. It is tails. So
yes!
You're in.
Yes!
Amy, you're
in. Oh! But I swear!
Abby, you're a pizza's champion! Oh!
And your name is Abby!
Nice job, Abby.
Thank you.
Don't forget, on Friday, tickets go on sale. Comedically Inspirational. It's my show in Las Vegas at The Wynn. December 3rd. Tickets go on sale Friday. The show will be December 3rd, which is a Saturday night. All right, let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
The post office is saying mailboxes randomly will have dryer sheets in them. And they're like, if you guys see this, oh, I don't want to say. What do you think is happening?
Ooh.
If you know, don't say, because that'll kill the bit.
Okay.
What do you think is happening? Dryer sheets dryer in the mailbox.
What? Swingers. Gotta be.
Okay, so if you have one in your mailbox
saying, hey,
you see it, just come on in.
Yep.
Come on, get your swing on.
Like, interesting.
That's a sign, like, swingers are supposed to drive through the neighborhood, and if you find a dryer sheet, it means I'm ready in the back.
Okay.
Well, that's not what swinging is. I'm ready in the back.
You have to check all the mailboxes?
Yeah, so, swinger, what I saw on TikTok is they have pineapples. They turn their pineapples upside
down. I've seen that.
I've seen that, too, but this is a new one.
Or Tide boxes?
I don't know about that one.
Oh.
Eddie?
Yeah, I'm thinking it has something to do with money laundering. Code.
Ooh, like laundry. Ooh.
So you put dirty money in your mailbox, and it has a dryer sheet in it, you can clean it.
Huh.
So the post office is saying that postmen or postwomen are leaving dryer sheets in the mailbox to avoid wasps and yellow jackets. Like, they're actually doing it.
Oh,
it's not a scam at all.
Okay.
So if you see one, don't think someone's coming to kill you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, then I...
Well, and what we could do to help them out is go ahead and put them in there, so that way it keeps them from attacking them.
The scented dryer sheets can be used as a preventative measure to help keep those bugs away and keep the wasps and the yellow jackets. But when I saw it, too, I thought it was some scam.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't go swingers. I mean, I never got to swingers, ever. I think the top 10 things wouldn't have been swingers. Next up, a pilot threatens to turn around after a passenger airdrops nudes to the entire plane.
Love that.
The pilot of a Southwest Airlines flight threatened to cancel takeoff after someone on the plane sent a naked photograph to other passengers. The incident involving Apple's airdrop happened on a flight from Houston to Cabo in Mexico. Quote, here's the deal. If this continues while we're on the ground, I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to get off, and we're going to get security involved, and vacation is going to be ruined.
Wow.
That's what the pilot says.
Boom.
So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures, and let's get you to Cabo. That's from ABC 13 News. I got an airdrop picture, and so did Caitlin, on a plane.
A dirty one?
We didn't open it.
And you can see a preview.
We didn't, because you don't see a preview if it's from... If you don't have your settings to see a preview.
Okay, all right.
It said something like, Clark 111 would like to send you this airdrop.
Clark 111 for sure is dirty.
And so Caitlin shows me her phone. She goes, should I accept it? I'm like, no. And then I got it, and I wanted to accept it. I just didn't want her to see like a naked dude. And then, then I'm like, oh, that's
okay.
And I don't want to feel sad.
Ruin your vacation.
Yeah, but me, I wanted to look and see. But I didn't. We didn't. But we got hit with the airdrop too on a plane.
Wow.
I know. It's weirdos. A nightclub wants to ban staring without verbal consent of the other people.
Oh, okay. How do you do that?
This is the stupidest thing ever.
A nightclub is hoping to implement a policy that bans individuals from staring at each other without prior consent from the person being stared at. Club 77 posted on its website, it's considered harassment to stare at someone without their consent, and that law enforcement may be called if patrons engage in that behavior. Lunchbox, did you go to this club?
No, never in my life. How is the chick supposed to know, hey, I'm into you.
You walk up and say, hey, how's it going?
How am I supposed to know, like, hey, that girl's digging my chili? Like, she's staring at me from across the bar.
Did girls ever just stare at you?
All the time.
Still?
Yes. It happens. This is the, and how can, you remember, you were staring at them. You're out of the club. No, I was just looking for my friend across the dance floor.
That's true.
I was trying to see if they're over there. Like,
well, if they can validate
how enforceable
that,
it's going to be.
Right.
I mean.
But that's from Fox News.
And next story, Club 77 closes.
But because people just go there to stare.
No, because they go bankrupt. No one goes there anymore.
I don't know if I were going to clubs and the club I wanted to go to said no staring. I don't know that I would go. Yeah. Sounds like the lamest club ever. Yeah. University of Chicago researchers and other estimated doctors, according to this, would need more than 27 hours in a day to give all their patients adequate care.
That's scary.
Dang.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. I like
that's
that.
That's not good.
Yeah, we're just getting like the quick version. We're getting... Okay, I'm going to guess this. Slap. Go on to the next room. Mm-hmm. And there's like people in every room when you go to the doctor. One doctor's making all the rounds. So you got like six or seven rooms. There's somebody waiting in every room, and that doctor's bouncing around to all of them. That's why you're there for so long. And I don't know whose fault it is, but as it says here, doctors don't have enough time in the day to do their job. So that's from the Daily Mail. But it also doesn't make me feel good about the healthcare.
No.
I already think our healthcare system is terrible, right? Just in general. The fact that we're one of the only countries in the world that doesn't have the healthcare paid for. That blows my mind. And there are people that can't even afford their prescriptions. Like that's literally happening in our country where people don't go to the doctor because they know they can't afford the bill or the medicine that the doctor gives them. And so then they die. And then they die because of it. So here we are, supposed to be an advanced country, and we don't have our healthcare paid for. It is bizarre. Now you can go, well, no, I like the privatization of medicine. It's only because you grew up that way, and it's what we've always had. It's bonkers to me that people die and don't get their medicine because they can't afford it. That's not something you should have to afford. That's not like I'm really going to work hard and one day I can afford medicine. No, that should be a part of living in this country, the richest country in the world. We can't even take care of our own people. Anyway, hey, I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, though. Good
holy crap. And I get so mad about it because that was me as a kid and as a young adult. We never went to the doctor because we can afford the medicine. Never. And anybody that grew up like I grew up, that's the struggle. You got to pay your bills before you even think. I never went to the dentist until my 20s. So, yeah, whatever you want to say about me, I'll take it. But there is no reason people should be scared to go to the doctor because they cannot afford the medicine or the doctor bill. It blows my mind. A little girl in Germany has legally changed her name from Alexa because, well, Amazon.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, me too.
I get it. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's six. Maybe she'll. But no, Alexa, that's a bad one. It's never going to change.
Yeah.
That's
just unfortunate.
And then finally, a new reason to freak out. UV light from your phone, computer, and TV is giving you wrinkles and accelerating your aging.
Great.
Whoa.
That's from Your Tech Alert. Lunchbox put his
He just closed
down.
His computer. Yep.
You mean you're going to not talk to your friends from high school for 10 minutes this morning when you fold your computer down?
That's right. I'm off Facebook for a couple minutes.
I mean, he was mid-conversation with an old friend right now.
That's all he does. He sits on a little chat in Facebook and talks to like his buddies from third period. Too much screen time has been linked to obesity and psychological problems. And now, cellular functions and the blue light emitted by these also can affect your wrinkles and make you look older than you really are.
Huh. That's not good for you. You're always on your phone.
Yeah, but here's what is good for me. I wear big dark rim glasses. You can't even see how old I am.
Oh. Good point.
And it protects
and protects my eyeballs. And a lot of the aging happens around the eyes. The old crow's nest, what do they call that?
Yeah,
the old
crow's feet.
Because your glasses probably block the sun.
In like 5 years, my glasses are going to go from my upper lip to my forehead. And I'll be like, hey, guys.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Tierra Kennedy.
Tierra, it's so good to see you. You know you're one of my favorites in the whole world.
Aw, thanks.
And I don't just say that because what's happening later today is Tierra will go and perform on the Today Show, which I'm hosting today. I'm co-hosting with Hoda.
Yeah.
And they said pick anybody you want. And they gave me they just said pick whoever you want. I have two people and you were one of them. Here we go. I don't even know how they told you because I didn't call you or anything. I was just like, I want Tierra to come. Can you please let her know?
Yeah. So my manager told me, and there's a video of it, but it's really embarrassing because I'm just like a bad reactor.
There's a video of it. How come we don't have that?
Because it's bad.
I would love it if you're like, cool. And then she just walks. That would be even better than like an emotional response.
No, I did not do that. I do like this weird like dance when she told me. It's not a normal reaction at all. But I was very excited and very thankful.
What kind of dance?
I was like shaking my booty.
I do that. Same reaction. Yeah, same. So Tierra is here, and I wanted to play before we talk anymore because, again, she's been on this show. We did an hour on the Bobbycast. I had her come out and open some shows for me because she was better than me. My audience, everybody I was talking to, they were like, yeah, you were fine, but Tierra stole the show. So Tierra, what are you going to play first?
So I'm going to play my current single. I wrote this about my husband, and I just kind of sat down and started talking about all the things I love about him, and we put it into a song. So
what's it called?
It's called Founded in You.
So you grew up near or actually in Birmingham?
So I grew up in a suburb called Gardendale, but like Birmingham is what everybody knows, so that's just what I say.
And so, Amy, back in 2015, and I didn't know this, but she reminded me of this way later, or maybe Mike did. We did a thing where people sent in videos. I'm like, Why did you send in a video again? What was the contest?
It was to sing Better Man, I think. So you were like picking the best person to sing that song, and then they would come on the show and sing it.
Okay, so in 2015, she sent a video from home in Birmingham of her singing Girl Crush. Here you go.
Hey y'all, my name's Tierra, and this is my cover of Girl Crush by Little Big Town, and this is for the Bobby Bones Show, so I hope y'all like it. I got a girl crush.
Oh, I mean, you sound like a kid.
I do. I sound like a baby.
Yeah, you sound like, I mean, you were a kid.
It's a little embarrassing.
But who knew? We've been on this journey together the whole time.
I know. Man.
It's super cool.
Well, I tell you this all the time. Tell you this all the time, but it's so true. Like, being on your show was right next to playing at the Opry. And so, you know, it's really cool, like, listening to that and thinking of where I am now. Like, that girl would have just lost her mind.
Well, that girl's awesome. And you're awesome. And so I'm super excited they allowed me to go, who do you believe in? Because that's what they did. They said, who do you believe in? And they can come play the Today Show. And I said, you were it. You're it. You've always been. I tell you that all the time. Any opportunity I get to go, it's you. I like to do that. Do you have a mentor?
Nicole Galleon, my publisher, has been really great to me. You know, even before she signed me, just helping me throughout my career and, like, you know, any questions I have, she's always been great. And then Carly Pierce and Kelsey Ballerini and Jimmy Allen, those three have just been really, really sweet to me and, you know, just helping me whenever I can. And they always pick up the phone. So
I have the same mentors. Exactly. All four. Yeah. Nicole, fun fact, is she's the other person I'm bringing.
I know. It's so exciting.
And it wasn't on purpose. And I was telling her, I was like, I didn't even think about the fact that professionally you guys work together in that capacity.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so exciting.
Well, so later this morning, like, our show ends here at 10 Central. And then from 10 to 11, wherever you are, that's the hour that I'll be co-hosting the Today Show with Hoda. And today, Tierra will be on, so you can watch her. What song are you going to do live?
I'm going to play Founded in You.
The one you just did?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it again. No, I'm just kidding. Do you have, so what's up? You have any new music coming out?
I do, and I'm so pumped. So I've been playing some new songs out at, you know, these festivals and shows that I've been doing. And there's this one song called Alabama Nights that people have just been asking for. And so I'm really excited to be releasing that on September 23rd.
So it's not up yet.
It's not, but you can pre-save it now. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to save it when it comes out, but I think that's cool for other people to remember. Like, I'm a real save it the day, you know?
I got you.
That kind
I got
of guy.
You.
Look, I'm a big fan. I've said it 100 times. I'm excited about today. I will get to go and you're going to crush it and make me look so smart.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
They're going to be like, Bobby, you brought this. She's awesome. And I'm going to be like, I know, I told you. So, super cool.
I'm texting all my Alabama cousins right now to pre-save that
song. Yes, do it.
They're going to
pre-save.
Feel it. We spent every summer watching the Birmingham fireworks on 4th of July with Greenwood singing.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Final question, because you're better at me than everything you do. What is on your Apple radio show? What do you do over there?
Oh, so I get to play my friends' music, which is really fun, and just
people
that I love. But I also play my music, you know.
I do that too sometimes, but I get in trouble for doing that. Where you probably get to openly do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had like 3 songs on my show in one episode. So
okay.
Sorry about it.
I like that. Okay, listen, everybody, I hope you support Tierra Kennedy.
Yes.
Go to Tierra Music on Instagram and Twitter today. She will be on the Today Show with me as soon as this show is over. She's already going to be there, but I will head right over, and it's just so cool. You're so good. I tell you that all the time. Sometimes I'm like, do I tell her too much that she's so good?
No, I never get tired of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll see you later on. What is your name, by the way?
Brandon.
Brandon, your harmonies, A+.
Well, thank you very much.
They were. It's like, you're like, and like, you're a big, strong guy.
I usually try to sing higher than her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my impression.
It's kind of hard.
Killing it. All right, at Tierra Music. Tierra, I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah.
Great job as usual. There
Thank
she
you.
Is, Tierra. My mind is blown that you can take the learner's permit test at home now.
Isn't that crazy?
How does everybody not cheat?
Well, because they... I have
they
to
make you
be,
swear? Okay. If you promise you to God.
But, like, my daughter has to take it, but I have to be her proctor. And the Tennessee you know, drivers, whatever, made me get on their app and like verify my face three different ways, and then I get to administer the test to her. It's bonkers.
So if she ends up cheating, what do they do? Cut your face or what?
Oh.
Sell your identity.
But I started to think.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yes, maybe good. Like, hey, don't mess up or don't let your kid cheat, because then
Know most people are helping their kids.
Absolutely.
100%. Right.
But that doesn't do you any favors, because you want your child to be safe on the road.
No, you want your child to go run errands for you and start driving.
I mean, that's going
to go to the grocery store.
For sure.
Yeah, a learner's permit, though, you can't do it by themselves.
Oh, that's true. You have to go with them.
It's not the license.
Good point.
But still, though, I think parents probably help their kids in this situation.
No, not me. I'm going to be a good proctor. I'll buy the book.
Wait, because, you're teaching your daughter to drive? Oh, God. We're done.
No.
I don't think she's teaching her. She's making sure she's making sure she doesn't cheat on the test.
She's in driver's ed, but then the actual test can be taken at home. But I had to, like, you had to draw. Listen, the app pulled up this thing with three dots on it, and you had to take your nose with the app or your eyeballs and, like, connect all the dots. It took me 4 or 5 tries to get it right. And it was very, very difficult. But then I thought, oh, they for sure are hacking all of my facial features. And now
it's not even a real thing.
She could scam
me. It's just a Russian app.
Yes. No, yeah. It's crazy.
So do you have to learn the rules again? Because this would be a great thing for you.
No, she takes the test online and they grade her. I just have to be the person in charge.
Amy, question one. Which of the following is a dangerous habit when driving in work zones? One, failing to carefully watch for workers and moving equipment. Two, tailgating another vehicle.
Okay.
Or three, both of the above.
Both of the above would be dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Good. That's an easy one.
Correct.
That's a good one. Yes, correct. Woo! If you want to enter the freeway, but you don't see a gap in traffic, you should.
If you want to what? Excuse me?
Enter the freeway.
Okay.
You should A, maintain your speed.
Oh, I hate entering freeways.
and hopefully other drivers create a gap.
I know. Okay. That's what I say every time.
Slow down on the ramp and wait for a gap.
Ooh.
Or stop at the end of a ramp and wait for a gap.
You don't stop, because that could cause an issue. But honestly, I probably need to know the right thing to do, because I struggle entering the freeway. I think it's that you just speed up
speed up and pray to God.
That's a good one.
Say the options again. Speed up.
If you want to enter the freeway, but you don't see a gap in traffic, you should A, maintain your speed, and hopefully the other drivers will create a gap.
Okay.
Slow down on the ramp and wait for a gap, or stop at the end of the ramp and wait for a gap.
B, you slow down, you don't stop, but you slow down to ease your way in.
How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. Yep.
Took you a long time to get there, but
I know, because
there was already a wreck. Because
you had three accidents while you're thinking about it. Yeah. Okay. One final question. Yes. You must yield the right of way to an emergency vehicle that is using its siren and flashing lights by driving as closely to the right edge of the road as possible and stopping, moving into the right lane and driving slowly until it is passed, or stopping immediately, even if you're within an intersection.
You go to the right and you stop.
So you're going to pick driving closely to the right edge and then stop.
A.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone want to pick anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Amy hit it. You crushed it.
I mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she knows the rules. She just didn't know how to execute the rules.
If I see an emergency vehicle, I go to the right and I stop. All
she
of
jumps
those
in
things
the right
I do.
Seat from the driver's side.
Hey, do you guys also speed up and follow it when it passes you?
No, Lunchbox is
100%.
And then he gets his phone out to record it and call 911. Yes. All right. Well, good luck with that. Let us know how she does.
Hey.
A lot of things happening over there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A 47-year-old woman was mad at her ex-boyfriend, so she showed up to the car dealership where he's at, walks in, and pulls a shotgun on him. And they talk her down, and they walk outside, and his car is on fire. She had found a witchcraft book, taken pages out of it, threw it in the car, and burn it up, hoping he would get a spell.
Wow.
There's a lot to that story.
Yeah.
Different layers.
It's like that Carrie Underwood song a little bit. But
yeah,
like,
except witchcraft. With witchcraft. Yeah. It's like before he cheats with witchcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is very cool. Eddie and his wife just celebrated their 17th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Woo. Wow, dude. That is crazy.
It really, like, time, I would say time flies, but it's really felt like 30 years. Like, you know, like, marriage is crazy. But, like, we've had so many changes in our marriage. Like, you know, with our addition to our two new kids and all that. Like, I think, I look back and, like, it's crazy. We look at each other and, like, we've been married for 17 years, but it's felt like a lifetime. Like, super, super long lifetime.
You've been married for over half of my life.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
What did you guys do? I mean, 17 is a weird number. It's a long, cool number.
Sure.
But I mean, it's not like 20 or 30. Did you guys do anything special?
No, I mean, not really. I don't know. We kind of just, all we did was the kids went to school, so we got to go spend time. We went kayaking on a river, and we spent time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. And it was alone time, and we had a really good time. But at the end, we're just like, all right, get back to normal life. Got to pick up the kids, and we got to do dinner, and we did Japanese food, and then I made Hawaiian cocktails because when we got married 17 years ago, we got married in Hawaii.
That's also very cool. So you said nothing, but it sounds like a lot.
But I mean, you know, you want to do like all this stuff, like maybe
I think you did
a staycation.
I think that was excellent.
Cool.
At 20 years, maybe you do that.
Okay. Yeah,
start planning now.
The fact that you made the cocktail, you went kayaking. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
17 years, bro.
Pretty crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That number, 17, Mark Grace.
Well, look at that.
Mm-hmm. You've been married the same amount that Mark Grace wore in his jersey.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put that together. But.
You shouldn't. That's just what I think about. All right, that's it. We're out. I'm going to go hop on the Today Show and do that for another hour. Please watch today. I'll be on today. I think Danny DeVito's on today.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool. That'd be so cool.
And tomorrow, Derek Jeter.
Crazy.
Oh, so jealous.
He starts to get mad.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not cool.
Thank you all. We will see you tomorrow. I'm going to the Today Show to do that show now. And what is this life? And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buena, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.